Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Bulger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Pavko. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. And now, play ball. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Aaron. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko hits a fly ball into center field. Bulger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis bunts towards third. Pafko fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hacker moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into right field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron throws the ball into Adcock, who tags Bolger trying to return to first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 1 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Mixa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mixis takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field. Aaron picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Aaron. Mixis goes all the way around to score. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fondi hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mixis hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan misplays the ball. That's an error on Logan. Baker moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim King now playing left field. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a fly ball into left field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Nichols covering, for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Charlie White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mixis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Crow pinch hits for Chet Nichols. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton bunts towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Milwaukee Braves, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.